Court docs, Seattle area teens tied 14-year-old victim to tree before disemboweling him. By Olivia Rondo on December 29, 2024. A pair of Seattle, Washington area teens accused of tying a younger boy to a tree and disemboweling him in a possible gang-related attack earlier this month have been charged as adults. Everett police responded to the area of Olympic Drive and Rainier Drive in the early morning hours of December 17 after a 911 caller said that a teenager covered in blood was at their home, Fox 13 reported. Upon arrival, officers observed a 14-year-old victim with obvious stab wounds, the department said in a news release. No suspects were present at the scene, believed to have fled on foot, police said. By December 18, two 17-year-olds who were known to the victim were arrested in their respective homes, the release stated. According to Fox 13, all three teens are students at Lakewood High School in Arlington. Court documents obtained by the outlet revealed more gruesome details of the incident, including that it may have been a gang-related setup involving a girl. Security footage from the 911 caller's front door shows a disemboweled and naked teen ringing the doorbell while struggling to breathe, the outlet reported of probable cause documents. The boy's injuries were described as traumatic, including a letter N that had been carved into his chest. The young teen told police that he had been stabbed in the nearby Lions Park, and that one of the suspects was a member of the Norteños, which the city of Everett describes as a group of Latino street gangs with origins in Northern California. The 14-year-old told police that he had been in communication with a girl over social media, and agreed to meet her on the evening of December 16, court documents stated. After picking him up, the victim suggested they go to Lions Park to hang out and smoke, Fox 13 noted. The victim told police that while the girl was driving them to the park, he believes that she was messaging someone to let them know their location. He knew the girl had previously set up one of his friends and attacked her, documents stated. After arriving at the park, the victim got out of the car and went to open the driver's side door for the girl when two people grabbed him and took him into a wooded area, according to the outlet. The girl then drove away, the article reported of allegations in the court documents. While the perpetrators were wearing ski masks over their faces, the victim told police that he quickly recognized them before they forced him to strip off his clothes and tied him to a tree at gunpoint. After allegedly stabbing him, court documents said the suspects fled the scene and the victim was able to free himself and get to the nearest home for help. He was transported to the hospital and is expected to survive, Fox News reported. The two 17-year-olds, identified by the outlet as Milo Canales and Hayden Lucebrink, have since been charged as adults with first-degree assault, first-degree robbery and first-degree kidnapping. Canales, who was allegedly found with the victim's bloody clothing, had his bail set at $1 million. He was already facing felony charges in juvenile court for a November 2023 robbery in Seattle, but had been released from custody on December 2, according to Como News. Lucebrink, who had his bail set at $300,000, bonded out and was released.